This week, Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School kicked off a new school year. It's been 6 months since a massacre at the high school in Parkland, Florida, sparked a social movement. High school students across the country have walked out of classrooms calling for change in gun laws. WNC youth reporter Anthony Howard is a rising senior at Wakefield High School in Raleigh. In this story, he asks whether this new wave of youth activism will get more young people out to vote.
Earlier this summer, youth from Parkland, Florida and North Carolina came together. They organized a rally in Greensboro.
It's been 97 days. Every single one of us casts a ballot.
Through one simple method, voting. And on November 6th, us young people, we will win.
All of these student-led organizations gaining national attention is a sight to see. Young people, just like me, getting out there and demanding change is pretty cool. Being black, it is empowering to know that youth voices are being heard. But for Jose Marrero, a black 19-year-old growing up in North Durham, that's not his reality.
If I know you're going to actually do something for the community, if I know you're actually going to, like, stand your ground and not try to, like, bail out on us, then I would want to vote for you. But if I know you're not going to, if you're just all talk when you're in front of people and you're not actually making anything happen, then I wouldn't want to vote for you.
Jose falls into the group of black teens that aren't involved in politics. He didn't grow up in a household that talked about primaries and midterms, so for Jose, he needs to see change before he sees a poll booth.
My neighborhood looks janky. Janky means, like, it looks bad. Like, my whole side of town needs a whole, like, it needs a lot of stuff done to it. Like, our streets are horrible. Stuff like that in schools, neighborhoods, if they come out and actually make that change, I'd be like, whoa, I'd be actually surprised, and I want to vote for him.
This year in North Carolina, there are close to 210,000 young black people 18 to 25 registered to vote. But in the May primary, only 6,500 of them came to the polls. And get this, black youth are even less likely to vote than other youth. Now, I know turnout is traditionally low for midterms and even lower for the primaries. But I mean, I guess I get it. I don't really follow local politics. I love going to the movies, traveling, and writing poetry, but politics is the last thing on my mind. But for every Jose, and well, for every Anthony, there's a group that wants to get people registered and voting.
Which is amazing. Thank you all for being here.
I spent the day with the voter campaign Flip NC, a voter organization that helps elect progressives in the state.
If you've never canvassed before, raise your hand.
Among them was 14-year-old Arwen Helms. She was voter canvassing with the organization and wants to use her voice politically despite being way too young to cast a ballot.
I feel like it's really important for young people to get involved because we're going to be the next voters. And so if I can get other people to vote, then I'm using my voice even though I couldn't vote for people myself.
I walked door to door with Arwen and her mom.
Can I talk?
No, you got the first one.
Okay.
We're asking for Kristen and Lindsay.
Most of the people involved with this particular voter registration drive were older and white. That's a problem for Ajamu Dillahunt, a rising senior at North Carolina Central University.
You know, these white liberal organizations are coming in. It's just white people seeing black people or even black students as just helping to win election, but not as really people to help change the political agenda. So it's like, okay, come out and vote in this election so-and-so can win. But whereas we should really see it as, okay, come out in this election so we can get boom, 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 and then here's how we're going to hold this person accountable.
Eventually, I will be able to vote. Right now, I'm only 17, so when my birthday comes up, I'll have a decision to make. And so will other black youth. But with all I learned reporting this story, it's going to be tough to predict whether we'll turn out to vote. For WUNC's Youth Reporting Institute, I am Anthony Howard.